ASL's top story this hour, the Utah congressman in charge of a top investigative panel says if the president does not fire the IRS commissioner, Congress could take action.
The IRS was targeting people based on their political beliefs. That can never, ever happen.
Politics on KSL News Radio begins with Mary Richards in the KSL 24-hour news center. Mary?
Mary Ellen, Representative Jason Chaffetz wrote a 30-page letter to President Obama and reminded him that this has been going on for 2.5 years.
This IRS commissioner came to Congress and provided false statements. You can't do that. It just can't happen. There are going to be consequences, and the president should remove him.
Chief, it says IRS Commissioner John Koskinen has to go.
You cannot come to Congress and provide false statements. The reality is the IRS commissioner had the lowest learner documents in their possession, and they were destroyed. You can't destroy evidence.
Chaffetz says the president vowed to work with Congress on this in 2013. If he doesn't, then options include holding Koskinen in contempt or even starting impeachment proceedings.
There are constitutional prerogatives that we have, including potentially holding the IRS commissioner in contempt. And if we have to pursue other options, we're going to explore those. That might even include impeaching the IRS commissioner.
Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.